Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are chatting with TG Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also the editor of the Profit Pilot website, which I will post a link to below. That website is great to visit just to check out TG's very regular commentary when it comes to a wide range of markets. I check it out on a regular basis. And TG, what we're going to start with here is one of your most recent articles. Came out on September 30th, and it focuses on the U.S. equity markets and outlines this inverse trampoline that really is showing, I guess, the weakness that we have seen in U.S. equity markets. Really, the month of September was a bad one for the broad averages, and the S&P right now about 6% off of its highs of 45.45 back at the tail end of August. TG, take us through if you think this weakness is going to continue for the U.S. markets, please.
Well, let me back up just a little bit. As far as my newsletter goes and the things that I've been talking about and what we were able to easily identify, which kept myself and my subscribers safe from going in on the long side, was we got that really big move down on September 20th. Okay, fine. You know, that was obviously going to be bouncing after that because it's oversold. But I think that bounce kind of faked out a lot of people. We're talking about September 24th into the 27th. But based on my rules with the Moxie indicator and how I trade and how I communicate to everybody, and I posted it on my newsletter, that is what I call an inverse trampoline move. And we are seeing inverse trampoline moves all over the place in the market right now. And what that is it's basically, it's either a bearish setup or it's a don't go long setup. And that's what I was guiding my subscribers into. And it worked out beautifully and 100% spot on. And that kept us safe on the long side and actually got us into a few short trades over the last couple weeks. So we've been doing fairly well to the short side on this. Since then, the markets continued to get pushed down. You know, there was a little bit of a bounce last Friday at the kind of the undercut low from the double bottom going back to the 20th. And I also told my subscribers, I said, look, I get that it's bouncing, but in order for this to actually hold to the long side, I've got certain things I need to see. And we don't see those yet. So don't panic yet. Don't get long yet. Still hold off. And sure enough, today, Monday, the 4th, the markets are down again. Tech is down again pretty hard. Apple, Amazon, Facebook even down even further. We're just not seeing any signs of life yet. Now, on the other side of that, are we going to bounce or is this going to get worse? I would imagine at some point we always bounce. But the question is, what happens after that bounce? I do think that we're getting to a point where the market is getting a little bit stretched and we probably are closer to some sort of bounce than not. But we really have to wait to actually see that happen. And I don't really see any indications of that yet other than just us getting oversold.
Well, TG, I'm sure that it is stock specific in this answer, but would you be looking to try to go long any of these stocks for that bounce and play it as a short directional trade? Or would you be waiting to see if it gets up to resistance and then gets swatted back down for possibly a deeper correction and look to short there at that resistance level?
Well, it's funny that you said that because that is exactly a couple of posts that I made this morning to my subscribers. And I was kind of looking at Apple and I was just using Floor and Decor as examples. And then I actually used Chewy as an example of kind of three different paths that can happen. One, yeah, the market gets oversold and then it bounces. And this is what I call the first move, is just the first bounce off the low. And it's tradable, but it can be a little bit risky because it's just that the market has decided that it's reached a point where it's oversold and it wants to bounce. Okay. And you can get that, but you better get out on the way up and kind of know where that resistance is, because in my world, I always look for price to come back down and retest the low area to do a double bottom or something like that. And so this first move up, you know you are going into resistance and you are expecting price to come back down at some point. And so you better sell on the way up and then you wait to have price come back down. And then if price holds on that way back down, then you can buy more and try it again. But there's no guarantee that'll work. And I used Floor and Decor as an example of where price bounced and rolled over again, bounced and rolled over again, and then finally held. And then I used Chewy as an example of price just never bouncing and just kept going down. So we need to be careful. And I just caution people trying to be the first one in on that razor edge of that first long move to the upside.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. Now, one other thing to consider within the weekly chart here, I'm looking at the S&P, is the 21-week exponential moving average. The S&P is finally below here, and it's pretty much, well, it started the week below here, which is kind of the interesting nuance, because this 21-week exponential moving average has been pretty standard support for the market. How important is it to watch how the market reacts around, and now even more importantly, under this moving average for this week?
Yeah. First of all, I would say that usually the weekly 21 is an area of support, and that's where we would expect things to bounce. Now, on the weekly time frame, today is Monday, we only have one day worth of information on this bar. By Friday, this bar that we are seeing operating right now below the weekly 21 could just be a wick below the 21, kind of like what we see for the last 2 weeks. So we will have to kind of wait for the week to go by to see what this candle does based on that. If the body closes above the 21, okay, not too bad. That means we've gone up for the week, and that's probably where the bounce is going to be starting. If we stay below, that's really not going to be good news, and I think that's going to bode for more weakness later, but after probably some sort of small bounce. And so I think that's where we need to be watching. And then because on the weekly chart, the 8 is still over the 21, it's still technically bullish. And therefore, I do think that we're going to get a bounce. It's really the question of what happens after that bounce. Does that bounce, for however long or however many days this takes, is it going to go up into resistance and then eventually roll over and break even lower? Or does it bounce, maybe pull back a little bit, find some support, and actually start going up from here? So we won't know what the market wants to do until after the bounce. And then we have to figure out, does it go up or down? And that's the path.
Well, TG, just on the topic of shorting markets, we don't get as much commentary on the show about that because most people are long side investors and they're either buying individual stocks or ETFs. There's a lot of investors that are okay using options to short individual stocks, but a lot of investors would be shy of that and they would be more comfortable using something like an inverse ETF. Do you ever use the inverse ETFs like the SQQQ or the SPXS to short the general markets, or are your shorts just strictly using options on individual issues?
Well, I don't really trade options. If I do, I don't do them publicly. I dabble with them personally. I don't do option strategies. Maybe I just buy a call or buy a put, something like that. So really for what I do and for my subscribers, if I do want to short the market, and I'm happy to short individual names, but if I want to short the market, I am perfectly happy going long on an inverse ETF. Absolutely no problem at all. In fact, I use the leveraged inverse ETFs because usually there's just not enough percentage in a regular one, so the leveraged ones are better. Yeah, they're no problem. If I like to correlate them. If I see a setup, a long setup in an inverse ETF, great, but I'm going to double check that and make sure I see a short setup in the original ETF that I might be trading. So because they're inverse, they are not perfect and they are trying to mimic something else. So I really like to trade off of what I view as the original ETF from the inverse.
So overall, we are sitting at, or at least the U.S. markets are sitting at, a pretty important week. Even though it is the first week, trading week of October, we need to see maybe some sort of a bounce if they want to keep that overall bullish narrative. But what do you have to say for the longer term investor here, TG, that has been saying, look, these markets are due for a much more serious correction, and we've already had a month of weakness. Now we're starting off October weak. This means that, hey, this weakness is here and it could be here to stay.
Oh, I don't know if it's here to stay. We don't know that yet. Sure, this pullback's tough. I'm looking at the NASDAQ also, and it's really far down, and it's hurting. It's brutal, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, whatever. But you know what? There's going to be a bounce, and as I said, it's going to be what happens after the bounce, and we don't know that yet. So that's where we say, is this going to be worse? We'll find out after the bounce. Is this it? Is this the pullback, and then we can keep going up? We'll know after the bounce. Does the bounce find support, or does it find resistance? And as I said, kind of going back to the monthly and weekly timeframes, I mean, where you are still technically in an uptrend. The 8 is still over the 21 on the weekly chart. This is the first move down. We haven't even done a double top. You know, there just isn't any there isn't anything other than this initial pullback. I mean, we look at the NASDAQ, and we started dropping something around, we'll call it the 8th, the 9th of September. We've pretty much only gone down. That's just a pullback. We have not bounced into resistance and then demonstrated that there's resistance. Like, we've only fallen below the daily 50. We haven't actually bounced up into the underside of the daily 50 and gotten rejected. So for now, this is just a pullback. And that's why I'm, at this point, it's so far down, I'd be careful on the short side. And I'd be more inclined to be looking for some sort of bounce to play it to the upside. And then we're going to have to find out after that. But right now, it's just a pullback.
Yeah, good point, TG. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens when the bounce happens and it gets to that resistance. What happens then? Yeah. You had mentioned a couple of interesting pizza plays off mic. I thought we rarely talk about pizza companies, so let's talk about Domino's and Papa John's. I thought those were some interesting comments.
Yeah. So Domino's, this is where I'm starting my thesis, is if you look at Domino's on the monthly and weekly, it just, you know, went super high. It had a pretty good pop after its last earnings, and it just got excessive. You know, it was like a exuberation jump and it just a blow off top kind of thing. And it just got too high. And there were giant air pockets underneath it on these higher time frame charts. And so you could see that it came down, then it kind of got into its daily 50 and tried to crawl up its daily 50 for a little bit, but then broke its daily 50. And then there was a pretty big move to the downside. Well, then I'm looking around and I look at PZZA, which is Papa John's, and I kind of see the same thing on the weekly and monthly charts. This thing has gone straight up, and you can actually look at its history that it goes straight up, hits some resistance, and then falls down because it's got air pockets underneath it. And I'm basically seeing the same thing all over again, and I'm looking at it now, and it hits at also the daily 50. So what's it going to do? Well, it's probably going to spend some time at the daily 50 because that is typically support. But then keep an eye on it, because I would imagine that it is probably going to do what Domino's did and hang out at the daily 50 for a little bit. But then if it can't hold the daily 50, it's going to fall below it and continue down to something else, like the weekly 21 or maybe the monthly 10, which is something around 117 to 110 respectively. So if price can break below the daily 50, I think that there's a trade there.
TG, real quick, let's just shift focus over to cryptos and what you're seeing in the chart, because cryptos have bounced a little bit, but for the most part, Bitcoin has been kind of moving sideways for at least a couple trading days, and that was after that China news when China more or less went after cryptos. Are you seeing another leg higher, even a dramatic leg higher for cryptos coming?
Not yet. In fact, I'm actually, this bounce that we've had Friday into today, I think this is a shortable bounce. You know, maybe you don't actually want to trade it short, but I would not be trading this long. The way that I see this is that it bounced, and based on the moving averages and how I trade and everything, I think that price needs to come back down a bit. I would not be trusting this bounce for something durable. Now, that may not mean that they're going to implode, but what I'm saying is this is not a trustworthy move to the upside. I'll be very interested. You know, I don't want to be promising anything, but I'm pretty sure that price is going to be coming back down from this bounce, and so I'm viewing it as a bull trap.
Okay, TG, we'll wrap it up here. Always interesting chatting with you and getting some of your thoughts on the charts here, and let's see where the U.S. markets go. This week will give us a good indication of if they are able to rebound and if the whole buy the dip is still on people's minds, or if this correction, now over a month long, is going to continue to even lower levels. TG, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat in another couple weeks.
Great. Thanks, guys.